How much do you hate mosquitoes?
Is this a knock on my boobs again? You're making fun of my boobs now? Is this a boob joke? Because I don't like it.
No. Just mosquitoes suck. It's a big business for companies to come in and spray for mosquitoes. So they're doing all these tests to figure out how to make mosquitoes go away. So one of them is to play mosquito songs, to play music.
What kind of music do mosquitoes like?
Well, that's the thing. No, you want to find out what music mosquitoes don't like.
I see.
So when they hear that, they go, oh, crap. No, I hate this. And
okay,
then they go away.
Don't play them. I just want to fly. They probably love that song.
Yeah, that's their favorite song. Sugar Ray, they're all over it. No, so they played them a bunch of songs. I mean, country and classical and rap and R&B, and the mosquitoes were fine. They played one song, and the mosquitoes went, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm not going to bite.
Please tell me it was something Katy Perry.
No, that would have been good, though.
No, because remember, they were using Katy Perry music to flesh out the Al-Qaeda out of the caves in Pakistan. Don't you remember that? Mm-hmm. They were blasting Katy Perry to get them out of there.
I can't hear firework no more. I'm done. No, I guess the mosquitoes like that. So, but when they played the mosquito Skrillex, they hated it. They hated it. They ran. They said, this is it. I can't handle this.
So this song.
Mosquitoes hate this song. Mosquitoes aren't the only one.
No.
Scary Monsters and Not Sprite is the name of the song. This is the one they hate. So if you have a party in your backyard, you just need to play this song over and over again. The mosquitoes will go away.
So will your friends.
Yeah, but they won't have no mosquito bite. But I love that they finally landed on this song to play for the mosquitoes. And mosquitoes went, that's it, I'm out of here. I can't handle
it. I wonder how many they went through and how they figured out, like, are there other Skrillex songs that the mosquitoes liked? And by the time they got to this one, they were like, hang on a minute.
Yeah, okay, playing Gorillaz or just anything else. But no, it's Skrillex, and this is the song mosquitoes hate.
Yeah, I must be a mosquito.
Yeah, that was the one song, and it's a Grammy award-winning album, so the mosquitoes don't really care. They don't have sex when they hear this song.
Wow.
They don't bite you when they hear this song. They're out of here. Mosquitoes, female adult mosquitoes were entertained by the track, but the hosts, the guys, hated it.
Okay, I see. So like if you're a female mosquito, if you're a lesbian female mosquito, that's your favorite song.
Right. It's not your favorite song, but you don't hate it.
You don't hate. I see. I understand. Okay.
But if you're a boy, you hate it.
Yeah. I just want to, I'd love to see the list of songs they went through. Like the list that they went down before they landed on this one.
Scientists found that mosquitoes exposed to that song had sex far less often than mosquitoes without music. So if you just gave them no music, they had sex. But if you played that song, they had sex less.
Did they try to see if if they want mosquitoes to have sex? Because, I mean, you want mosquitoes having sex. If they're having sex, they're not biting you. So if anything, I'd be like, hey, how about a little Barry White, mosquitoes? What do you think?
They like that. So I guess,
that's what I mean. So you want them having sex so that if they're having sex, they're not bothering you.
I really want them to go away, though. That's the thing. So when the males hear this, they're like, not that damn Skrillex song again. I'm out of here. And then they take off.
Yeah, I'm one of those people that I'm a judge for. Are there mosquitoes around? I don't know. Let me stick my leg out. Like, I used to have dreams as a kid. Like, this was my recurring dream as a kid. Like, you know how on radio our recurring dream is that you have to get to the station, you're late for your shift, there's nobody there, there's about to be dead air, and you're on, like, a train that's going nowhere, or you're in the middle of, like, a stadium for some reason, and you can't get out, and your shift is about to start. Like, those kind of anxiety dreams.
Mm-hmm.
My childhood anxiety dreams were my legs full of holes from all my mosquito bites. Because everywhere I went, remember, I was a sports kid. I'd be out there playing sports, mosquito bites. I was from a family where, like, you know, they didn't let you stay inside to play, go out and play, mosquito bites. You know, I'd go to camp, mosquito bites. We spend the day at the beach, mosquito bites. Like, that was, I lived with calamine lotion in my bag, in my little my little girl backpack. I always had calamine lotion with me because I was always, like, full of mosquito bites. That was always my thing.
Well, if you are dreaming about mosquitoes that bite your body,
okay,
it symbolizes an uncomfortable encounter with someone who hurt you in the past.
No, I was like 7. I didn't have a past.
If you're dreaming about mosquitoes biting you, it means you are facing complex problems in real life or trying to defend yourself from somebody or something, but you're failing at it.
Yeah, mosquitoes. I was defending myself against mosquitoes, and they were biting me anyway.
Now, it's your fight with your mom back then. So every time you fought with your mom, it was about mosquitoes.
I was 7. We didn't fight until I was older.
Oh,
trust
I guarantee
me.
You did. I guarantee you had. But yeah, there's a bunch of different mosquito dreams and what they mean.
I don't want to know. I got enough living with mosquito bites in real life. Don't put that in my head anymore.
That you were fighting with somebody at 7 and somebody was mean to you. That's why you were dreaming. Now, I always have the dream of, yeah, the song is ending on the air and I don't have the next song ready.
Right.
And I can't find the song and there's no song to put on. And then we have dead air.
Right. And the DVDs are somehow like locked in a vault, in a tent, in the back, but you have to climb down. And as you're climbing, you get lost and then you're running and not going anywhere. And then there's quicksand and you hear the song ending. You hear the end of like a stairway to heaven. You're like, oh, shit.
And I have nothing. And back then I didn't think about turning the mic on and just start talking to fill dead air. No, we just had dead air. And I stared at the dead air going, oh, it's so uncomfortable. But no. And then when I got into more radio like this, my dream was I couldn't get Cooper's mic to work. So she wasn't on the air. So it all falls back to dead air.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't, your ISDN wasn't working or something was going on. That was the big dream. And that's probably a weekly dream.
Yeah, it's a common radio dream. A lot of people who are in our industry have talked about that type of dream over and over. Yeah, that's our biggest fear. I think our biggest anxiety.
But I wonder how people who get into radio now, there's no such thing as a CD. You know, that it's all on computer. So what do they dream? That the computer dies?
Yeah, that they show up at work and the computer dies and they have nothing to say.
Right. Because that would happen all the time.
Yeah. You know what? For us, that's a nightmare. I'm sure that actually happens. I'm sure there's people that, like, I don't know. They only touch me. They taught me how to push buttons. There's no buttons to push. What do I do now?
Yeah. You could turn the mic on and start talking. That wouldn't be so bad. I never thought of that. You know, it's like, hey, it's me. Stupid me. I can't find the next song. The CDs are locked up and you're just going to have to listen to me talk for the next, I don't know, 30 minutes until I get off the air.
Right.
If anybody has any CDs out there that you want to drop by the radio station, I'll be glad to put them on because right now I got nothing. Yeah, because you always have to think in radio, what's the next thing?
Yeah, you're always thinking forward. You're moving forward. What's the next element? Yeah. You never look back. You look forward.
Right. So what am I going to do after this song? So I guess you don't have that because now it's the computer.